You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Before we get to Greg, I have an update on my artisanal Shiva gift.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I had someone, very nice, a very nice customer service person from Shiva.com. This is not a personal endorsement. This is just appropriate context, and I find it funny that it's just directly Shiva.com.
So do I.
There's a huge snowstorm in the Northeast, and I paid for overnight shipping, and I got a call on Monday saying, man, sorry, the snowstorm, your overnight shipping isn't going to get there until Thursday. I'm like, well, thank you very much. You have a very kind disposition, but that's not overnight. In fact, there have already been two nights since I've placed this order. So,
and time is of the essence, yeah, as we all learned for the reasons you sending the gift really is a symbol. For time is of the essence. It's all fleeting. It's all final.
So what are we going to do here? He was a very nice person. Very nice person. And he's like, well, I'm not really authorized to give refunds. I'm like, I don't want a refund on the whole thing. I just want a refund on the overnight because that was like $35.
Sure.
So look, something needs to be done here. Hold on. Gives me a call 2 hours later. Now I still have to pay the overnight shipping, but he really upsold me on the fact that now my artisanal pretzel Shiva package has been upgraded to the deluxe artisanal.
No, but wait a minute. It's getting there many days late after the Shiva.
It's getting there today.
But the Shiva's over.
Yeah. Did he waive the 30? Well, the Shiva's not over.
No, you sit Shiva for what, 7 days?
Yeah, the Shiva's not over. Yeah, so
this goyim.
They're still in the...
So it's going to still get there on time.
It's
going to
get there on time. Did you get the $35 waived and you get an upgrade?
No. So they're still
charging. He upgraded you without giving you back the $35.
You gotta have Stugatz call. You have to get Stugatz to call as you and record it as he tries to get you more money for your pretzel.
I kind of thought that this was a win because they've upgraded the artisanal package. This is, from what I've been told, a $25 value on my $35 shipping. It's a net negative 10. But you know what, Diamond Hands.
Right, but my dad still doesn't have it.
It's getting there today, I've been assured, because this shipment is not coming from New York. It's coming from Miami.
He texted me already today saying he didn't get it yet.
I'm not good. You should have a satellite office in South Florida if you're Shiva.com, is all I'm saying. Shiva.com should absolutely have a factory somewhere in South
Palm
Florida.
Beach. In Palm Beach. You're right.
Why is Shiva.com not headquartered here? It's because in the .com age, you don't have to have a headquarter. Everybody's a P.O. box.
This person wasn't an executive, but I'm like, if you have a suggestion box, I would like to recommend that Shiva.com have a South Florida office.
It would be a hit, man.
So, Greg Cody of the Miami Herald, you're going to have to forgive us because we have never felt further. This is a weird thing that's happening inside of me, Stugatz, because for years at ESPN, all I did was stomp around. I don't want to be a part of Radio Row. I don't want to be a part of the Super Bowl. But I want so much normal in a pandemic. I want something that feels like the show. I want a phone line that works. I want engineers I'm not paying. I want somebody to reach out and make us feel like we're close to Super Bowl week because we feel totally untethered. I can't believe I'm saying it. I can't believe I had to get out of ESPN in order to long for Radio Row, but we feel totally detached from everything that's happening, not just this week in Tampa, the Super Bowl, football. We can't even get attached to the shipping container. We're calling the shipping container by landline, on a telephone. Like, we have never been this large as a show, and we have never been this untethered from any single thing that has to do with doing our show, including getting paid for doing it, because now severance is running out for everybody and the ship is leaking holes and we can't even get up and running internet today.
Yeah, it was very exciting at the beginning. I'm starting to get nervous, but you miss Radio Row? You never even been there. How could you miss it?
You understand what I'm saying, correct? You understand it's not really Radio Row. I miss the ability to just occasionally talk to a football voice and have 10 minutes of what's the most important thing that the Chiefs or the Bucks have to do to win the Super Bowl.
Listen, I get it. Last year, just a year ago, me and Billy, this week, we're sitting next to Derrick Henry.
We are far away, right? In a year, a lot has changed. Just a year ago, Chris Cody was dressed as a battery and we were flaunting behind on the set of First Take the fact that the Clevelanders are house, and now the Clevelanders are house, but it feels like our house has been left behind. It feels like our house is totally vacated. It's Whittingham, he's sad. It's Mike who's talking to engineers. It's us calling Greg Cody right now for a Back in My Day. This is going to be like walkie-talkie radio in the 50s right now.
Well, give Cody some credit. He is a national football voice. I mean, he is. Greg Cody, well, he's a local.
But
who's
he
turned
is
national.
Closer to the Super Bowl right now than we are. This does not in any way, if you've been listening to our show, this feels like Super Bowl week. How? Because the frenzy of Super Bowl week for us has always been, we're the show that doesn't care about the Super Bowl. Everything around us cares about the Super Bowl. We don't have to talk to anybody. We could just fool around over here and hopefully no one will notice. But we've lost the entire structure of what it is that we used to exist inside of.
Now, no internet. That certainly is a shock to the system. But I think your timelines might be screwed up again, because before the pandemic, before we knew Zoom was a thing, everyone that used to guest on this show, this is wild, would have to sit by a phone and wait for a call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we got going on right here. Honestly, things were going way too well for our show.
Yeah.
We had a Twitch that went seamlessly.
People want it every day now.
Yeah.
People are, the entitled people in our group are demanding an everyday Twitch as if they don't understand at all what the infrastructure here requires.
Well, on a permanent basis, like it's expensive enough to do that just once, but we were the marching band of nowhere, and then in free agency as this pirate ship, we were a marching band to the moon. So now we've bottomed out, technology has failed us, and we're the lovable underdogs again, I think.
But if you want a football voice, I mean, we don't need to be at ESPN to get a football voice. I can get you Chris Sims. I can get you Mike Golick.
No,
I can get you Trey Wingo or Sean Salisbury.
But that's not what I miss. I don't miss.
You want to mix in a Brian Westbrook?
I don't. Yeah, good God. Isn't that the sports radio list that Stugatz is always? We're going to go through that phone and we're going to find Lawrence Maroney is going to be the only Brian Westbrook we're going to find around there. Speaking of which, Greg Cody of the Miami Herald is with us now by phone as we try to do some semblance of the show normally.
You're saying by phone like no one talks
well,
on the
Well, this
phone
is the
anymore.
Ridiculous part about what we're
by
doing.
Phone.
Greg Cody is used to be at the height of entertainment. Greg Cody is here. He sits in the box. He gets his face on television. He plugs his podcast. Tuesdays are a great joy for Greg Cody. He's entitled. Right. He believes he deserves them. He wants to know when he's going to start getting paid for them. He wants to be the only one around here being paid right now as we work all for free during a startup phase.
You. Greg Cody joining us on the unsponsored performance line.
That's right.
I mean, listen, he got a day off today.
That's
I mean, he's
right.
Very
he
excited.
Got it. No, but he's not excited. You'd be excited with a day off, but you weirdly keep coming in anyway because it's healing for you. And Greg Cody doesn't actually want a day off. He wants the day to complain about why he's not being paid, to do his Back in My Day, and to promote his podcast and his Fantasy League gala. So let's see how much Greg Cody we could stick in a single phone segment here by beginning with the Back in My Day. How do you feel about it, Greg? Do you feel strongly about it?
Confidence shaking a little bit, but, I'm toughing through it, man. I'm plowing forward.
All right, we are ready to do it. Give him his imaging, please.
And now it is time to take a trip down memory lane. Here's your guy, Greg Cody, with Back in My Day.
Life coaches, whatever happened to self-sufficiency? The very basic idea that everyone was their own head coach in the game of life. Now, apparently, many of us require a coaching staff to help us navigate the simple art of simply living. Life coaches, personal trainers, personal chefs, wellness coaches. When did getting from one week to the next become akin to traversing the Grand Canyon on a tightrope. Why do we need a personal guru on call to guide us with advice once considered as plain common sense? Now, look, don't get me wrong. I certainly am not against people seeking help if they actually need it. Physical help from doctors, mental help from therapists. Go for it. Do all the healing you require. But this wellness obsession invites proper ridicule. And so Fran Lebowitz does so in the new documentary series Pretend It's a City on Netflix. As she puts it, people carrying around yoga mats is a problem. You see, people wear Fitbit and Google watches with health tracking stats on their smartphones, wearable technology to monitor fitness levels, spas, yoga, juice bars, massage, meditation. God, we pamper ourselves as a life coach guides us at $50 an hour. No wonder wild animals out there all on their own, no help, hate us. Do you know my mother was born on a kitchen table? My dad swallowed pills with spit, no water. It wasn't that long ago the idea of wellness coaches was unheard of. Granted, folks live a lot longer now, but that's information, common sense, genes, science, and evolution doing that, not a wellness coach. I'm looking at a TV ad the other night for one of those trendy, pricey, stationary bikes that have so mesmerized, easily swayed millennials. I love the metaphor of exercise on a treadmill, of literally running continuously in place and getting nowhere. So in the video, the young sweating woman on the treadmill is being exhorted by a virtual personal trainer on a video screen, exhorting her to climb harder, work harder, give more. Same with that new gimmicky thing where you basically watch yourself exercising in a $1,500 mirror, shadow boxing or doing squats, while the small coach in the mirror inspires you on your shoulder like a guardian angel. This is the perfect toy for the fitness obsessed, being able to see themselves in action as they aggressively pursue wellness. Do you really need a magic watch on your wrist or a virtual trainer to help inspire you? Because if they aren't there, you might just say, the hell with it, and lapse into a gallon of chocolate ice cream. People, as Fran Lebowitz says, your bad habits might kill you, but your good habits won't save you. Hey, I'm a life coach. Don't smoke cigarettes. Have an occasional salad. Don't weigh 340 pounds. There. Now take the rest of the day off and enjoy your life. I'm Greg Cody, and yes. That's how all it right. was back
all
in
right.
my day.
All right. It just excellent. All around man. Excellent.
But what got you? My mom was born on the kitchen table.
No, I'll tell you. Hold on. Yes, I think that one got us all, and we will ask some follow-up questions there. But I believe that what got me was the sentence before that. Greg, can you just reread the sentence before my mom was born on a kitchen table?
She was, by the way. That's the truth. Let me look it up here. Hang on. No wonder wild animals out there all on their own. No help, Peter.
I don't believe that's true. I don't know that that's the reason that animals hate us. But why?
Sound awful.
You sound terrible. Yeah. It was great. It was legitimately great. We were delighted to hear it. It sounded, quoting Fran Lebowitz is wonderful because these have an Andy Rooney quality to them where it's just an old man yelling as he descends right. into a lack of health. But you
Thank
do.
Thank you. You
Small windows.
Perfect.
Small windows for Greg Cody.
Yes, how is he better on a
yes,
phone?
How is he better on a phone?
It's his that's natural funny. Environment.
Yes, that's correct. That's it. A landline. We found the way to use Cody correctly. Wait, we could do a great show around Cody this way. I'd love to hear a Lobos update because the reason yes! Cody's on the show is just because I enjoyed my phone calls with him. He's hysterical on the phone. He stinks on the
it
radio.
It's time now for a weekly update on our favorite team, Rex Lobos. Here is their head coach and president of football operations, Greg Cody.
He's like Nick Foles. He's better coming off the bench.
He's amazing.
It's not even a phone. I'm on a tin can with a string. Listen, we just had the PFBI Gala. Speaking of Greg Lobos, the PFBI Gala was this past weekend. And you can hear all about it on the new Greg Cody Show podcast.
Oh, for the love of God.
Which also includes a Super Bowl preview in which Ron McGill talks about goats. But the PFEI Gala was fantastic. It was fantastic. We honored Dick's Rough Riders. It was the new champion. I mean, it was just, it was truly a gala in every sense of the word.
All right.
You were dressed up a lot more than usual. I commented to your son yesterday that it was real interesting to see how that production value went up. And he said there were resources now that you were strictly promoting your podcast, where all the good from the attention goes straight into Greg Cody. It was perfect.
Right.
Funding your narcissism.
Well, you know, this was history in the making, because for the first time, the PFPI Gala was actually sponsored by the Greg Cody Show podcast. So at our gala site, a.k.a. my living room, we actually had signage, Greg Cody Show signage, as you would see professionally around the stadium or stuff. So it was really fantastic.
LED?
All right, wait a minute. What is it? What kind of money laundering are you doing? The Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody, is that a business expense?
Did you go to Kinko's?
Funding the night at a gala? Is that a business expense?
Well, the signage consisted of a printout of our show logo, but it was in black and white because I ran out of color ink.
His masterpiece.
What else was said? No, he's the greatest. We
got
to do this. We
got
to do this on the phone with him all the time. So what else was? Tell us more about the gala and the sad parts of the gala and how embarrassed your sons are because they are now adults and you're still treating them as if they haven't grown at all since they were 13.
That's right. Well, the fun thing about the gala is the heckling aspect, because Michael and Christopher are just merciless, and I can't stop from laughing. And at one point, I'm in the middle of a heartfelt speech about the importance of PFPI in all our lives, and I hear Michael murmur loudly, "Mom, wake up!" You know, just things like that. It's it's sad and funny at the same time. You know. It's great, and it's all on the Greg Cody Show podcast out now wherever you do your potting.
I mean, you have never sounded, you don't sound great, but you have never been so good.
It's funny.
You've never been so funny.
You've never been so funny. Do you have a soup of the day? I want more.
We want more Greg Cody. Greg, let's test the boundaries on this and see if Greg Cody could do off the top of his head, not written, a soup of the day of some sort, just to see if he is indeed. We have found the secret wheelhouse for Greg Cody.
A phone!
This is prime Greg Cody. Just give him a landline. But let's do that next, Mike. And let's also call Chris, because I want to get more details on the PFPI gala. So let's stop right here and call Chris Cody and bring him in, because I need more details.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
All right, Chris Cody, on a day that has been weird because we're in the studio, we can't see anybody, we're just calling people on the phone and trying to recreate our show through tin cans, walkie-talkies, and Greg Cody's on a heater right now, so we're going to ride this heater, going to keep throwing him the ball in the post and bring in his son, Chris Cody, because yesterday I threw in his lap, you may have been listening, Stugatz, I got very little help on the PFPI gala. I don't know if Chris Cody is rattled because Whittingham has been out for outperforming him lately,
right,
or what's going on, but Chris is not quite himself.
No, now Lefko has issues with him, and Chris is all over the place.
Chris, Cody, you didn't actually hear it because you weren't here to hear it. You would have been shocked and mortified, but Lefko did a wrestling promo at your expense, and he's going on tonight to do a show that is rocketing him into superstardom and broadcasting. And he said he's going to stare into the camera and he's going to be thinking of you and the ways to bury you, because you don't think he's someone who would take notes to learn about Ernie Johnson, to find out how to be a great professional broadcaster. Your learning tree is Stu Gatz and Greg Cody. And so we arrive in a place where you were snickering with your brother during the PFPI gala as your father, as your father rockets to superstardom with his own promotion. Tell me how it came to be that the Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody sponsored the PFPI gala, and how much money laundering is involved there, and how sad this ceremony was that you and your brother were making fun of.
Oh, it was incredibly sad. And I found out that the Greg Cody Show was sponsoring the gala when my dad told me. So that's how I found out that. And it was an epic night. I don't know, like, we're snickering at him because we love him and we're a family that's bonded together. And, you know, like, you can't break us apart. And by the way, did Lefko show you guys those notes? I bet he didn't.
So. No, I told him to take a picture, right, and he has not produced
we're
it.
We're waiting yet. To see that. We're going to put that on social media and escalate the beef as Greg, are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you petering out?
Up.
You're petering out after you're back in my day?
No, the problem is, you know, the phone doesn't have a mute button like Zoom, so I can't, when I'm needing to clear my throat, all I can do is extend my arm and hope that it's muffled, you know.
It actually
Your phone does have a mute button.
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, it does. And you don't use the Zoom mute button. I mean,
well,
Hang on, let me look at my phone. Hang on.
Hold on. I'm going to try.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
I'm going to get Paul waiting. I'm going to try and get him.
All right, I'll get him. I'll get him.
No, I just saw the mute button. Yeah.
You getting a call?
All right, my phone's calling. Oh, God, I see who's calling. All right. Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, Levitard Enterprises. Who refers to themselves as an enterprise? Enterprises.
You missed a great opportunity when you were looking for the mute button.
You guys better hope Levitard Enterprises is not a joke. You two better hope that it's not quite that funny. Enterprises showing up on your caller ID.
And for Greg, you better have better health benefits.
You better hope Levitard Enterprises has some health benefits, Cody. That cough has been lingering for three years.
I know, but it's better now. It really is.
What? Well, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
How much laughing were you guys doing at your dad?
A lot. I mean, it's the yearly tradition. I mean, I can't get a read on him on how he feels about the laughter, because it would just be the most boring thing ever if it was just him talking. Like, we make it exciting. Like, Dad, do you really get that offended by us mocking you?
No. In fact, some of it is so funny that I go out of character as commissioner and I start laughing, like when Michael says, "Mom, wake up," as if she's sleeping during my speech. And then there was one time that what were you saying, making fun of the pants I was wearing or something?
Well, you had the baggiest dress pants on that I've ever seen. Like, see, I got to take a picture of these baggy dress pants he was wearing. Like, I don't know.
This is formal wear for the commissioner, correct? Formal wear for the commissioner?
It's formal wear. I wear, wingtip shoes and black dress jeans.
You're walking across a floor that has been there for how long? A carpet that has been there for how long?
Well, it's wood, not carpet.
All right. So you're walking across wood that's been there for how long?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, a dozen years or more.
Okay. And you're walking across this wearing your finest formal wear, and it is baggy. And your goal is to stay in character all night as the commissioner, right? You never want to fall out of character, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Because it's a natural role I'm playing. You know, I don't even know if character is the right word. I mean, I am the PFPI commissioner. The only time I have to change character is when I make a speech as Greg's Lobos.
At which point he literally will say, "And now Greg's Lobos," and then he'll walk five steps.
No, right. He introduces himself. No, he introduces himself.
Wait a minute.
I love you so much.
Can we
man.
Recreate that, please? I'd like to hear that. Greg, how does that end up sounding as your family hostages in this situation, basically, humoring the old right. coughing man. as your family endures this, can you just take us through a little recreation? And I'm sure they can get the whole thing on Greg Cody's podcast featuring Greg Cody, but a little recreation Greg Cody, here by way of promotional. Do you have a clip? Do you have a clip?
Christopher might be able to produce that for you. I didn't send you that clip.
I could send you that clip in like 2 minutes.
I was more asking like a late night show. Like, you don't really need to give me the clip.
Actually, I think I would like the clip. Send me the clip. Wait, oh damn it, okay. I don't have email.
Exactly. I just want to hear Greg do it. Greg, can you introduce yourself like you were at the gala?
Yeah. Well, the funniest thing was I previously recorded myself introducing myself, and it came out like real tinny. So on a recording to begin the gala, you hear me saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome PFBI Commissioner Greg Cody." And then there's a pause, and I walk up to the podium. That was a recording. I didn't.
It's weird.
So wait a minute. Hold on. That's not you introducing you. That's a recording of you introducing you.
Yes, that's right. And I did it on my iPhone voice memo, so it came off like really tinny. And then, like, I was speaking out of, in a
this
barrel.
This is him just at the podium holding a phone up that says, "Ladies and gentlemen, PFBI Commissioner Greg Cody." That's right.
And then he saunters off.
No, so wait a minute. Then do you leave, or are you you're standing there holding the phone? Do you show up then, or were you behind a curtain or something?
Hold on. My dad's confusing two things. The thing where he holds up his phone is at the start of the entire ceremony.
Right,
so, like,
right.
"Ladies and gentlemen, PFBI Commissioner Greg Cody," that's done on his phone, which he's holding there awkwardly standing.
Right.
And then when we get to time for the speeches for every team, he's the commissioner up there, and it's time to introduce Greg's Lobos, and that is when he takes 6 steps to the right, turns around, and comes back to the stage.
Okay, so we got it. Very well done, Chris. So, Greg, we want you, as commissioner, introducing yourself, calling yourself up to the podium.
And then thank yourself as yourself, thanking the commissioner.
Okay, as the commissioner, I'm going, and tied for second place this season, he's the all-time PFPI champion with 9 championships, 4 in the modern era. The Lobos reigned in 1972, 73, 75, 78, 2006, 2011, 13, 18, and 19. Please welcome Greg's Lobos. And then I step away, and as the applause ebbs, I come up to the podium.
Was there applause? And hold on, you come up to the podium and say what? Do you say thank you, Commissioner?
Do you change your voice?
Right. No. Actually, my voice does change a little bit. I think as commissioner, my voice wants to be a little more stately, a little more august. And as Greg's Lobos, it's pretty much just me, but, you know, I'm conveying my disappointment. I had won 2 years in a row prior to this season. No one's ever done the trifecta, so the odds were against me. You know, so I just discussed things like that in my speech.
So there are speeches for everyone who finishes. There are 4 people, 5 people in the fantasy league? 5?
There's 6 people. We do them in inverse order. So whoever finished 6th, who happens to be Chris Cody, speaks first, and then the champion speaks last.
God, I want to be invited next year if possible.
Oh, you're there.
This is the best you've ever been. Like, are you ready for soup of the day?
Yes,
like,
we got to do a soup of the day with him. But before we do that, real quick, Chris, your wife is also – there are 6 people in the PFPI Fantasy Lobos draft, but your wife is there reluctantly, correct? So what is her speech like?
It's funny because she actually, I think, because she's not – you know, my mom's been with him forever. We're, like, you know, his actual kids. So she buys into it actually more than anybody. She plays along. Like, she kind of winks at me and my brother, like, does it sarcastically. But she'll say all the things that actually supports my dad, even though she's secretly mocking him.
Good wife. Good wife. Excellent work by your wife. All right, let's push our luck here with Greg Cody. We're going to wing it. A freestyle soup of the day out of nowhere.
Put on your aprons, boys. It's time to step into the kitchen. Here is our head chef, Greg Cody, with his soup de jour.
I mean, you teased the soup of the day like 15 minutes ago out of nowhere. I mean,
I should have said nowhere better than I just did, too. I should have been a professional. I was trying to nail the dismount with my enthusiasm doing this tin can radio we're doing today. I'm so excited that Greg Cody has been good for three, like what feels like we're at the end of a second segment. Getting help from Greg Cody feels like.
He's been good out of nowhere.
Let's go, Greg. A soup of the day.
Well, is it a soup? Is it a stew?
Oh, my God.
It may be controversial, but it comes with a spoon, so we're calling it a soup. It's what you can't pronounce, but you want to eat. It's coq au vin. That's right, the French delicacy. The chicken is braised in Burgundy wine with pork fat and mushrooms and garlic. It's braised long and slow. The wine burns out, but the flavor stays. The chicken is beautiful. It's fall apart tender in this rich, deep colored broth. Mmm, the aroma. Mmm, the aroma. And then you dig in. You take a spoonful, get a little chicken on that spoon, get a mushroom on that spoon, bring it to your mouth. Your mouth goes agape.
This is weirdly sensual. It's weird. It's making me uncomfortable.
He's rolling, Dan.
I know, but it's making me uncomfortable. The sounds he's making are deeply uncomfortable. Was anyone else creeped out by the sensuality, the bébé? How do you say bébé in French? How do you say butt stuff in French?
Bébé.
Bébé.
Greg, thank you. Your best performance in years.
Great stuff.
Excellent work out of you. Next week, unpaid, we will call you by phone. We don't need to do this with you on Zoom. We've been doing it wrong for many years here. Don't come into the studio. Just call us and be competent. The Greg Cody Show, featuring Greg Cody or with Greg Cody. What's the name of the podcast?
The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. And if you want more of the PFBI Gala, this is your pod.
Chris, anything else we need to know? We're going to put that clip in. What else do we need to know that we missed out on the gala? Because there's not enough information from this that we can mine for the funny.
I mean, Uncle Dick makes his speech. You don't want to miss that.
Okay. Uncle Dick's Rough Riders. Baby, see you later, Cody.
See you guys.
See you later. Bye.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.